This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, January 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Dietary guidelines reactions, aid for specialty crops, and the push for E15. Vegetable oil proponents push back against dietary guidelines for Americans, but soybean growers, corn refiners, and oil processors, not so much. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans, or the DGA's, guide federal nutrition programs, including school meals. The associations representing soybean growers, corn refiners, and oilseed processors don't like language in appendices to the actual guidelines that question the safety of vegetable oils. The report's addenda continue to call into question the process of soybean oil extraction, which is scientifically proven to be safe for human health, said the American Soybean Association in a news release. The Corn Refiners Association and National Oilseed Processors Association issued similar statements yesterday, with CRA President and CEO John Bode saying the DGA's deviation from past practice undermines both the credibility and scientific foundation of the guidelines. Bode was referring to final DGA's recommending that Americans avoid highly processed foods, even though the Guidelines Scientific Advisory Committee said there wasn't enough evidence to make that call. NOPA was also critical, noting that the appendices rely on narrow evidence base with limited citations, which is concerning given the administration's rhetoric questioning the safety of certain vegetable oils despite an established scientific consensus. The Make America Healthy Again movement and its most high-profile adherents, including Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Marty McCary, said seed oils are bad for people's health. The government plans to conduct more studies on the issue. What's next? Well, Molly Van Loo, Vice President at the International Fresh Produce Association, said USDA officials told groups in a briefing that the department would be issuing guidance soon on what the guidelines will mean for federal nutrition programs. We'll be monitoring that really closely, she told AgriPulse. IFPA wants to ensure that a wide variety of fruits and vegetables are available in those programs, Van Loo said. Thompson pushes for more specialty crop aid. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson says, whatever it takes, there must be more aid for specialty crops. The Trump administration announced a $12 billion aid package last month for farmers dealing with higher input costs, lower prices, and export losses. But specialty crop producers disappointed that only $1 billion would go to them. President Donald Trump and other lawmakers have suggested tariff revenues could fund further assistance. The initial $12 billion came from the Commodity Credit Corporation, which is not funded by tariff revenues. Thompson suggested using Section 32, which is topped up with tariff receipts, to provide additional support for specialty crop producers. But direct payments to farmers are currently capped at $350 million. Thompson says diverting tariff revenues to farmers may be legally challenging. He said, but quote, I'm looking under every rock. Lawmakers rally for E15. Efforts for a farm bill, part two, are dovetailing with attempts to get key ethanol legislation over the finish line after many years of trying. Republican lawmakers who met with President Trump yesterday to discuss 2026 goals say year-round nationwide sales of higher blends of grain-based ethanol with gasoline, known as E15, were among the topics highlighted. It's a huge priority, Representative Zach Nunn of Iowa, a member of the House Ag Committee, told AgriPulse. We've got a pathway to do it. We've got the legislation ready to go. Nunn wants an E15 measure hitched onto upcoming farm bill legislation aimed at updating agriculture provisions not addressed in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill. House Ag Chairman Thompson says E15 would be very good for everybody, including the petroleum industry. A coalition of more than 70 biofuel and ag groups on Wednesday called on congressional leaders to pass E15 legislation, saying it would lower gasoline prices and help grain farmers find a home for their recent massive harvests. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Corteva and BP joined forces on biofuels. Seed company Corteva and oil giant BP are teaming up to make green jet fuel and renewable diesel and other biofuels using canola, sunflower, and mustard. Corteva's global business development director, Incenio Conti, will be CEO of the 50-50 venture called Atlas, according to a joint statement. Gaurav Sodar, a vice president of novel feedstocks at BP, will chair the board. The goal is to combine Corteva's century-long roots in seed technology with London-based BP's transportation fuels expertise. It's the latest collaboration between ag and energy as both industries look to capitalize on government incentives to boost biofuel production. Atlas seeks to make 1 million metric tons of biofuel feedstock a year by the mid-2030s, potentially leading to more than 800,000 tons of renewable fuels. Initial production is set for 2027 for use at certain biofuel plants and co-processing at refineries. The vegetable oils Atlas uses for feedstock will come from crops grown on existing cropland between made food cropping seasons, allowing farmers to build their soil health and provide new revenue streams. Indianapolis-based Corteva formed a similar venture in 2023 with Bunge and Chevron. STB to repeal long-standing rules on decision-making. The Surface Transportation Board approved plans to repeal rules for prescribing reciprocal switching through routes and rates. In a press release, STB Chair Patrick Fuchs said this would embrace market forces, enable meaningful choice for American business as provided under the statutes, and eliminate regulatory barriers unnecessarily stifling rail competition. The press release says the rules were adopted in 1985 and narrowed the agency's statutory discretion to issue competitive access prescriptions. They make shippers demonstrate, quote, anti-competitive conduct to seek board approval for remedies like reciprocal switching or allowing one railroad to use a competitor's tracks. Take note, while STB unanimously adopted a reciprocal switching rule in 2024 aimed at reducing service delays, an appeals court vacated that rule last year. STB says repealing the 1985 regulations would mean the board handles the merits of such relief avenues on a case-by-case basis. Here's today's final word. I really don't care how we do it. Congress can do it. The administration can do it. But we're going to need some additional monies. That House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson on the need for more aid for specialty crop producers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, January 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Nally.